A popular movement opposed to any military action against Syria is gaining momentum inside the country. Syrians from all walks of life are joining a human shield campaign to help protect possible targets.
We should at least defend our country regardless of any opinion, notions or points of view, because at this time there is no difference in the points of view anymore. This is the least we can do to defend our country with our bodies.
I'm a normal citizen and I'm not a government employee and I do not do anything in the government. When I heard about this campaign, I came with my family.
People participating in the campaign, which is dubbed Over Our Bodies, are shielding key facilities in Damascus. Participants include artists and athletes. They have pledged to stand their ground until either the strikes are called off or they are killed. Organizers say they are receiving calls from across the world asking for permission to join the shield.
We are receiving calls from Europe. Many of them are from Germany and Italy and not from Arabs who live there. But this is hard because, as you know, Syrian embassies are closed in some European countries. But every day the campaign is increasing and getting more support.
Let's talk with Tahsin Al-Halabi. He's a political analyst who joins us from Damascus. Tahsin Al-Halabi, we just saw this notion of a human shield of which Syrians are joined in terms of protecting some facilities that are possible targets. But underneath all this and behind all this is the fact that here you have the U.S. that's mulling military strike. How is this going to help the situation overall when it will amount to not only more deaths but an increase that's going to not lead to a political solution, which is where the whole Syrian crisis should be focused on?
I think the scenario that we can expect if USA would make this aggression on any piece of the territory of Syria, that not only those masses would consist such a shield in several areas, but also I am sure that among the Arab masses, there are hundreds of thousands that would come through the boundaries from Lebanon, from Iraq, from Jordan. The Palestinians consist about 60%, 70% of the population in Jordan. They know that Syria would be attacked because its position of supporting the resistance for liberation of Palestine and Al-Quds. The Palestinians from the camps everywhere in Lebanon, here in Syria, and even from Jordan would come by the boundaries. Of course, the certain Arab reactionary countries or regimes would forbid any kind of such coming or by masses to inside Syrian territory to make the same shield. So it will not be a Syrian shield. It will be an Arab, and even foreigners would come to this area in order to demonstrate that this aggression is should be resisted from all any people or from any individual in the world. I am sure that with such scenario, don't forget that when Israel would make any attack against, when USA would make any attack on Syria, nobody would rule out the participation of Israeli soldiers and Israeli weapons against the Syrian people and against the Syrian territory. And don't forget that Syria has a legitimate right to defend itself, not only if Israel would not attack Syria, but even if Syria would initiate such attacks, because Syria has territories were occupied by the Israeli forces in Golan Heights. For this reason, I'm sure that nobody would rule out the connection of Israel, the participation of Israel. For this reason, it will be real, a war for liberation of all territories occupied by Israel, whether it is Syrian or Lebanese or Palestinian ones.
Thank you so much for that, Tahsin Al-Halabi, political analyst there from Damascus.